Are you ready to join the cutest mindfulness movement ever? This podcast is sponsored by The Cutie Crew, a brand for kids and the young at heart that spreads the message of mindfulness. Head on over to cutiecrewbrand.com and join the movement. Hi, I'm Natalie Calzadilla, and this is the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast. I created this podcast to empower you with knowledge about all forms of alternative healing, personal development, and mysticism. I want you to celebrate your wins and create a life of possibility. You, my friend, are a light worker, a way shower, and you will inspire others to do the same. So grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. Today is a special client spotlight episode, and I am introducing you to the amazing Christine Petrella. I have to say it correctly because I want to say it in Spanish and it's Italian. It's Christine Petrella, and she is the host of the Give Back Model, and her and I worked together on giving birth to this passion project that she had. Christine is a mom with a demanding day job in sales and business development who is making a difference with her podcast, The Give Back Model. There, she celebrates and creates visibility for business owners who are giving back to their communities. I loved doing this episode with her. First of all, she's just super cool people. She's super down. She has the most amazing podcast voice. Let's just start there. You'll see what I mean. And we talked about, like, from inception to podcast launch, because it really wasn't her idea. Her husband was the one that was bothering her and, like, planted the seed. She didn't even know what a podcast was, and now it's an amazing project. So you're gonna hear her story. It was actually really enlightening to hear because I didn't know this story before I recorded this episode. I actually heard the story for the first time as we were recording, so it was really cool to have that in lifetime. And then we're going to talk about where she is now. She's finally birthed this podcast. It's been very successful, and she's going to talk to you also about what were the challenges she had to overcome. And what really stood out for me was the mindset that she had throughout the whole project, because it's not a mindset that you normally see when people are starting new things and new projects. She really has something special, and I want you to learn from her so you can see the difference in how she approached this project, given the fact that she has kids, a husband, a household, a super demanding professional job, and still made time for this, and how she does it. She is amazing. I am so excited for her to be on the show and to tell her story of the personal experience that she had creating a podcast. So if you have a passion project that you want to do, it doesn't have to be a podcast, or if it is, great, but if it's not, it's all good. But if you just have any type of passion project, listen to this episode. It's going to hopefully inspire you and give you some strategy and ideas for how to make it happen. So without any further ado, here is Christine Petrella. Welcome, Christine, to the show. I am so excited to have you here today. Christine is on the client spotlight. She and I connected through a mutual friend, and I was recommended to her to help her start her podcast, which has become its own magical being in of itself. And I'm so excited to share her story on how she started this podcast and her own personal growth story and what's come of it now and the other things that are being born as a result of it and just all this deliciousness. So welcome, Christine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Natalie. I'm so excited to talk to you. There's so much to talk about.
There is. I was making notes for the interview, and I just kept coming up with more and more questions, and I was like, oh my god, I didn't think that I would, like, it would be so just so juicy. So
it is, and it's only been a few months too, and so much has happened.
I can imagine. Oh my god, I'm so excited to hear. So tell us a little bit about yourself in general.
Yeah, I have two little kids, 7 and 4, and my son is 7, my daughter is 4, and we're just kind of doing the daily grind. Kids are going to class, they're going to school, they're going to their after school activities. And then COVID hits and everything shuts down worldwide. And it gave me a chance to kind of rethink where I was personally, where I was professionally, and what I could take advantage of with the time that I had home with my family. And so typically, I mean, we were really jamming with a lot of our activities. And then when everything halted, it gave me so much time to just reassess where I wanted to be and where I wanted to go with it, which is kind of where this whole thing started. It was born really out of COVID and staying home. So I was very interested in just trying to better myself, trying to learn more, trying to take on a hobby that I really enjoyed. And my husband kept saying, you know, Christine, you got to listen to this podcast. You got to listen to Rebel Entrepreneur with Alan Donegan. He's going to blow your mind. He's going to really help you think about how to become an entrepreneur and not go into debt first and just how to make your dream successful. And I was like, Tony, that's awesome, but I don't have an idea. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to go. All I know is I want a hobby that's going to maybe turn into an entrepreneurial journey. But I was so frustrated with just not knowing where to take that. And so I put off listening to this podcast for months. And every day he would come home and he would be so rejuvenated and enlightened, and he'd have so much energy. He wanted to start investing. He started reading books about investing. And he's like, it's all because of this podcast. You got to get into podcasting. And I'm like, I don't even really know what podcasts are, to be honest. And so finally I said, okay, listen, if it's going to make you happy, and he said, it will make me happy. This is, if it means something to me, it should mean something to you. I said, you're right. So I buckled down one day and I figured out on my phone how to find podcasts, went to the Apple app, downloaded Rebel Entrepreneur with Alan Donegan, and instantly inspired by him and his guest. He was an incredible interviewer. He did such a good job of kind of bringing back what the interviewee had said and just putting it all together for us to better understand. And I listened, I just binged it. And I remember my husband getting home and he was like, so what'd you think? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like episode 8. I've been doing this all day. And at that point, I still had no idea what I wanted to do. But I can tell you it was definitely inspiring to bring me to that next page. And we talked with our mutual friend, Anya, and I was talking to her about how I just felt like I was in such a rut, you know? And we talked about podcasting. And she said, have you ever given podcasting a thought? I said, you know, I've been listening to this podcast and I'm thinking we can make this happen. And that's when she gave me your information. And she said, this is a miracle worker. Her name's Natalie. She's in Florida. And give her a call. Just talk to her and she'll take it from there. And and I had no idea what she was talking about. I'm like, this is too much too soon, but let me call Natalie. And I'm telling you, when I called you, you just broke it down. You broke down the entire experience. You broke down everything that you were going to help me with. And you helped start that journey. So, I mean, it was COVID, and then it was a hobby, and then it was podcasting, and then I found you. And I'm just so happy to have met you. You have been incredible since day one.
Thank you for that. It has been nothing but a pleasure to work with you. And now we've become besties. At this point, we gained a new friend. And it was like such a pleasure and honor to work on your project, because it wasn't just like any project. Because we're going to talk about what podcast you created. You know, this is like the actual creating the thing and picking, you know, podcasting as a thing. And then it's like, well, what are we going to podcast about? And by the time I finished building your thing, I was in tears, like legit. I was so touched by the fact that I was like, had the blessing to be part of helping you birth this thing that's actually become this beautiful thing that has such an incredible mission and purpose behind it. So, and I never would have thought that like doing the techie stuff would have been so fulfilling, because I'm usually used to like doing the healing work and the shamanic stuff and energy and more of the spiritual coaching. And then because of COVID and transitioning from my day job to mompreneur, I had to make a pit stop on just providing also like technical business services on top of coaching. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this because it's all computer techy stuff, which I like in general, but I didn't think it would fulfill me so much. So when I was able to like create the whole operations behind it and help you with all of that, and then see that you find like you had this vehicle to now create like magic, I was like, oh my God, this is totally fulfilling. And I'm so happy I was able to play a part behind the scenes to help birth such an amazing project. So it's, yeah, so you helped me equally. It was just like so touching. So tell us now what the podcast about, like, when did you now get the idea of like, this is the topic I chose? Because I had no idea. I did not know the story that she just told, by the way. I had no idea how this came together. So we're all hearing this for the first time. So then when did the idea of the give back come in?
Yeah. So Tony and I, my husband and I, were talking, and I said, you know, okay, I'm going to do this, but what am I going to do? And he talked about, I'm a hype person. I love hyping up my friends. I love hyping up my family. And all I want to do is help recognize people who are doing good. And whenever a friend has a major accomplishment, they get a promotion or they start their own business journey, I want everybody to know, and I want to support in any way I can. And so for the past 10 years, I was involved in an organization called CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and they train advocates to speak up for children who have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. And I'm a very emotional person. I cry very easily. And I don't know if that's just because after kids or if I've always been this way, but gosh, I have tears in my eyes all the time. And I always had that feeling of I'm not doing enough. I should be doing more. But on the flip side, I didn't feel like I was emotionally ready to be a volunteer for the CASA organization. They see they're involved in some very intense and difficult cases. And I thought, I can help. And there's a way I can help. I'm a very social person. I love to help fundraise. So when I was asked to join the board up in New Jersey, I said, yeah, great, let's do this. And my role was very much raising visibility and raising funds and being a big part of those fundraising events. So I still, even with the fundraising and even with the money we're bringing in and the visibility and the volunteers we're able to recruit, I still have, and I always feel like I will always have this void of I'm not doing enough. Because there's kids out there who are still going to be, you know, abused. There's kids out there who still need to be found and who still need our help. So there's always that weight that's probably on everybody of we're not doing enough. And I think that relates into a lot of different organizations that were birthed out of a need to help your community. And whether it be, you know, food banks or mental health awareness, there are so many different organizations that are deserving of our attention. And I wanted to do more. So when we were talking about podcasting and starting a podcast, Tony, my husband, had mentioned, why don't you do a podcast about, you know, businesses who give back? And the hardest part, I got to tell you, the hardest part about starting a podcast was finding the name. Because you don't want to be too gimmicky, you don't want to copy someone else, but you want to get the right name so people know what it is and they don't just scroll through. I mean, did you feel like that when you were doing your podcast?
I know.
It just came naturally. You're like, this is the easiest part.
It was like the name came first, and then I was like, what is this about? I just liked my friend Maria Leandra, who's also been on the show. She would say something, I don't remember the exact phrase, but something like friends and possibility or sisters and something. It was like something along those lines. And then I have like my very like super Cuban side of me. And I've always said the word pachanga when that's something like the word that we use when we talk about having a good time and like referencing a really good party. Like you can go to a party or you can go through like a huge pachanga. Like we said, like tremenda pachanga. Oh my God. Like that's when you know that shit was lit.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh my God, Pachanga Impossibility. And then I'm like, well, what is that? And then I'm like, I'm going to have to explain this because this is not good business advice. Your name should be like what you did. Your podcast is the Give Back Model. It clearly communicates what it is about. Mine does not do that. They're like, what is Pachanga Impossibility? So it's not, don't do what I did, guys. But it's people good, remember it. It has exactly. Like a ring to it, you know. So yeah, that was a little bit how my name came together for the podcast.
And it's a good Google moment where they see your podcast, you go on Google, you check it out and see what does this mean, and then everybody learns something. So so the Give Back Model, that was the hardest part for me, one of the hardest parts. And so we started the Give Back Model podcast in March. It was, the idea was kind of like, all right, it's going to be called the Give Back Model. I'm going to talk with entrepreneurs who have charitable giving built into the heart of their business models. And everybody knows of Tom's Shoes and Bombas Socks, but there are so many more organizations out there that are giving back. And some are giving back by, you know, each year they have some profit and they donate it to certain charities. Some do these big events, fundraising events once a year, twice a year. Some give percentage of profits to certain organizations. Some give 100% of profits to certain organizations. So everyone's on a different journey, and I love highlighting how people are giving back and they're passionate. And throughout all of these interviews that I've been having, I really was able to kind of take a step back and do more research on how I was a consumer and just making sure I understood where my purchases, where that money was going. And that's really when I kicked off this podcast, is where I wanted to go, is just to bring that visibility to my audience about the good that entrepreneurs are doing. And a lot of them, the cause, well, most of them, the cause was first. So there was a cause to cure blindness. There was a cause to, and that was two blind brothers that I had, and they were awesome. I had so much fun with them. And 100% of their profits go to Foundation Fighting Blindness. And then there's Jess Ekstrom, who I'm a huge fan of. I saw her speak back in 2018, and I was an instant girl fan. I mean, when she agreed to be a guest on my podcast, I was like a giddy little child. So excited. Could not wait to talk to her. And she's amazing. She has a company called Headbands of Hope, and she provides, for every item sold, she provides a headband for a child with an illness in a hospital. And I think she's provided headbands for every hospital, children's hospital across the country. So she's making a huge impact, and her story and her journey, I would highly recommend everybody. I think it's called Chasing the Bright Side, but it's her book and it's about her journey. And it's just an incredible journey. So when I wanted to start the Give Back Model podcast, I really didn't understand the marketing around it, but I knew I wanted to do it right from day one. I didn't want to just stumble into this and read a couple books, which I did read a couple books, but I didn't want to figure it out as I went along. I wanted to make sure that I got the right team in place. And Natalie, that's where you came in huge, because you were able to, I love you were like, all right, I want to know your vibe. Tell me about your vibe. What colors do you like? And when I sent you what I liked, and I don't think I gave you much because I was still a little, I was young on my journey, and you came back with the Give Back Model logo, and my mind was blown. I saw that first one and I was like, this was in my head. How did she pull that out and put it on a logo? Honestly, Anya said you're a miracle worker. And I'm like, yep, she is. And your skills walking me through, this is how you set up a website. This is why it's important to market, you know, yourself and your mission and your vision. And you broke it down to a journey that I didn't know even existed and I didn't know that I needed to be on. And you made me legit, because when I was sending out my invites to different guests, I wanted them to see I was put together. And you did that for me. You did that website, and your effort and your creativity and how calm you are. I mean, you helped me be more confident about the podcasting journey that I was on. So you were saying this was different from healing, but like, I think you healed me throughout this whole process. You didn't even know it. You were such a huge help bringing that all together.
Thank you for that. I also want to say that on the flip side, you're like a dream client because you're also on the ball. Like, you're so easy to communicate with. You're on the ball. You were like organized. If I needed something, you got it to me. Like, it was also like the synergy was like, boom, I need this. You need that. I need this. We need. And we were just like back and forth and responsive. And it was just like very easy too. It wasn't like I had to pull teeth to get information. Whatever I asked you for, you're like, boom, here it is. Like, okay, let's get this done. So it plays on both ends. It works amazingly together. And so I want to take a moment to point something out in this process that I had actually learned in Kathy Heller's business coaching program I took, I think about a year or maybe two ago, which was like, people get stuck on like, what's the thing that they want to do, right? Because maybe they don't have a hobby. Or like you also mentioned, like, man, I want to help, but I'm also super emotional and I'm not ready to like get into the nitty gritty and be like in the front lines of this problem because it's emotionally taxing. And I've been in that situation too, where I love doing the healing work, but it's also very difficult because sometimes you come across clients where you just feel profoundly for them and it hurts. You know, you can have a buffer and try to be stoic and grounded and have the mindfulness that this is in your journey, it's theirs, and all these things in place. But I mean, I think some of us are just built super sensitive, and I'm a highly sensitive person and an empath and all this stuff. And I didn't know how I wanted to help also. And I learned in the program that what we're doing is like the role of the curator. Like, we don't have to be like the creator, the doer of the thing, but we can curate the content and still heal in this way by bringing together like this message. In your case of, you know, all these businesses doing the give back models, and in mine, just all of, you know, talking about all these different healing modalities and different ways that we can grow, which is how I want to help and heal others, but from a place of like not being swimming in the darkness of the thing and still help in our own way. So for those of you who are like looking for ways to help but are scared of like being in it fully immersed, like it's too much on your physical and emotional and mental well-being, like curating content, whether through a podcast or an Instagram or an online course or what else is there? It's just something, blogging, YouTube, like you can just interview people about the thing and not necessarily do the thing and still be really helpful to humanity. So yeah, that's like, you're like the perfect example of that. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick. So what did you feel like? All right, you got to the point where now we're building the thing and we're getting the thing in place. What obstacles as a person did you feel like you had to overcome? Were there like mental blocks, emotional, like fears? Like, what was going on in like that emotional landscape?
Yeah, it's tough. Because from my standpoint, I'm not scared to jump in. And if I make a mistake or if I learn a lesson because of it, I'm not scared to do that. I'm not scared to fall. I'm not scared to make the wrong decision. I go full speed ahead. And if I want to do it, I'm all in. And sometimes I don't take that step back to just say, okay, how, let's look at the timeline here. How are we going to do this? So there was no fear going into it. It was just, okay, I've made this decision and let's get the team together that's going to help me get to this end goal. And the end goal was really producing that show that had that professional look and feel to it, but also had a very clear message. And I knew at that point, the message. I knew what I wanted to get across. I just had to find that team. So once we found, you know, I found you, I found someone who was kind of mentoring me in the equipment and what to buy, you know, as far as software and microphone and headphones. So I was able to call on a few different people and get the advice that I needed to kind of squash any unknown that was in my head. But I've In my career, I'm a salesperson. I've done 1,000 presentations in front of boardrooms, in front of executives, in front of people who are judging you, and really they're showering you with questions left and right. And I've had some fails of presentations before. I mean, actually, recently I had one where I was like, whoa, that was not a good performance. But I've been doing this for so long, I'm comfortable with it. And it's also, to me, it was passion. I had the passion behind learning about other people's causes and what keeps them going and what they're passionate about. So it was very exciting for me to hop on a podcast not knowing someone and to interview them. I'm not an interviewer. I've never done that before. But it's the excitement that I'm going to learn from them and I'm going to meet someone new and I'm going to learn about, you know, their organization and how they're helping and where they see the issues are in their community, which might be completely different from what I see in my community. So it's opening the gates, it's opening the doors for that knowledge to flow in, to be able to learn something new and take this head on. So I knew that from the beginning that it wasn't going to be something scary and it wasn't going to be something I was fearful. If I had the right team and the right support behind me, I knew that I was going to be able to produce something good. And I've had some interviews that, I mean, I would struggle to figure out what next. What do I ask next? Where do I go with this next? And looking back, I probably could have prepared better for a couple of the ones I'm thinking of. But then it's also when you have a podcast and you're not fully knowledgeable on what that person is doing, I felt like I just didn't have the background or the knowledge of the issue or the cause that we were going to talk about to be able to fully appreciate how to ask questions and really get the right information to the listeners. So I'm learning, and that's a learning curve that I am now taking on going forward. There are so many different times where I've taken information from other interviews and I've been able to apply them to, you know, interviews that I knew would be a little bit more tough or complicated. And I'm learning as I go, but I think the most important thing is how excited I am to get on that podcast, because then I know we're talking about a cause-driven brand. I know we're talking about someone who gives back, and that's what gets me excited, and that's what gets me fired up.
And people in a good way. Feel that. Yeah, and it makes a big difference, like the fact that you were excited, like you had the excited, like you, the excitement trumps the fear, like the fear and whatever's there, and that's when you're like trying to figure out what you want to do. If it's something that you're excited about, you're just going to fail forward. And you're like, you were totally in alignment. Like energetically, I felt like this was already in alignment. You found the thing. There was no fear there necessarily, because you're like, if I stumble, it's okay. I know that part of progress is like failing forward. I'm going to have a team in place so I don't look crazy and I look professional. And so I have that checked off. You know, you're just ticking off the boxes and you're like, this is where I'm going. And this is my team. And this is whatever, like everything can go down, but this is what I'm doing. And having that excitement, people feed off of that too. They feel the excitement. So even if you're stumbling and making mistakes, like they don't even care because they feel like that genuine excitement. And I also want to say that you're totally a natural, because when I learned, when I listened to your podcast, I was like, oh my God, this girl has the amazing podcast voice. So if you haven't already noticed, that she does have that amazing podcasting voice.
Thank you.
And you're totally natural. And I heard your first podcast interview and I was like, she was born to do this. So I loved that your husband is the one that like pushed you into this from the beginning, that he was the one that was like all about it. You didn't even know what podcasting was.
Like, no idea.
Nothing. Like, that's so crazy. Like, I can't imagine how many people right now who are listening are exactly, you know, could be exactly in your shoes. Like, maybe this is the first time they even hear a podcast. Maybe they didn't know it existed. They didn't know this can even be a thing for them. And then they try the thing on and the thing is like all that and a bag of chips. Like, they're totally rocking it. And it's opened up this whole other universe. Like, it's so exciting. So now what do you, well, you've already talked kind of like, you love connecting with the people and learning about, and that's for me too. Like, have you felt like the podcast high after the interview where you're just like elated after you meet someone like, oh, yeah, amazing?
Oh, I stand up and I pace a little bit and I walk up. We have a long hall here and I walk up and down the hall and I'm just, oh, That was so great. That was such a good talk. Exactly. Yeah. And it's the thing that I love about it as well is the amount of people who are sending me private messages or text messages, or when I see them, you know, on a walk throughout the neighborhood, or saying, hey, have you checked out this one? I just found out this one gave back to, you know, the Cancer Foundation. I found out this one gave back to, you know, human trafficking. And it's really cool to see people coming back and saying, you made me want to be more aware, and I'm more aware now. And I got a text from my friend Blair, and it was a packet, a salad dressing packet. He was an extra on Dope Sick, and I actually think it's coming out soon, but he was an extra, and he was sitting in the green room, and he sent me a picture of a Newman's Own salad dressing packet. And on the back, it said 100% of the profits go to charities worldwide. And I contacted them right away, and I did an interview with Miriam Nelson, who's the CEO of the Newman's Own Foundation, and learned all about their history. And it's just so funny how people are texting almost daily. I get a text from someone saying, have you heard of this? What about this? You should reach out to them, or I just bought this. And we were not in that mindset before. And it's really neat to see how our not our priorities, but just how our consumerism, that's not a word, but it is changing, and how we're evolving together has been a really fulfilling part of this journey.
Definitely, because that's like a whole other way that you're engaging with your audience on a regular basis. Like, now they know that this is a thing, like the give back model. And now every time they see something when they're out and about that has a give back, they're like, hey, check this out. You could possibly interview these people and continue to engage with your audience and form relationships and then have more guests on the show doing magical things. I know I'm one of those people. I've at least sent you half a dozen anytime I send.
Oh, yeah. I love something, it.
I'm like, oh my God, check this out. That's so amazing. Like, who would have thought, you know, thinking back to when we were building the thing and you were like banking the shows for the launch and getting ready, that now we'd be here and people are texting you on a daily basis about all these cool businesses. Like, already the thing is happening and it's taking on like its own life and its own momentum. That is so cool.
But it's also, how much money have you spent since you've known me on give back company? So that's also like, oh, do I need this bracelet? Maybe not. However, it goes to a really good cause.
So, ladies, if you want to justify your shopping to your spouse,
this is a great match way. Your values with your spending habits. Oh, it's a win-win.
Write that down. Match your values to your spending habits when you want to shop for that bag. Because I know you sent me some like sick bags, and I was like, oh my God, I need this in my life. But I need to justify this purchase. So this is a good way.
It's fantastic. You pick a cause. I think that was in Blue Handmade, possibly. And yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. It's just so funny how it's there. You just got to search into the websites. If you don't know them personally, sometimes they bury it into their websites.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not, and the other thing about giving is, you don't always have to open your wallet. And I say this so many times in my podcast, it doesn't have to be about writing that check. It doesn't have to be about opening that wallet. If you can volunteer, or if you can post the mission on your social media to your followers, open up a conversation. If you could, on a weekend, maybe a Saturday, Sunday, get your friends together, go take a tour of that facility and say, hey, how can we help? It's maybe it's just passing out flyers, or maybe it's just spreading greater visibility. There's so many ways to give. And I never want the small business owners or anyone to feel like, oh, I can't give. This is embarrassing. Or I want to give and I can't, because there's just so many other ways to give. Even if you put a website at the bottom, or a website link at the bottom of your website, showcasing something you're passionate about. It doesn't have to be that you're giving back, because those profits might be, you know, fulfilling a very huge need that you need on your bottom line. But you're opening that conversation and you're spreading that awareness. And there's so many just different ways to give back. So I don't want people to think it always has to be writing of a check, because there's just a million ways we can help each other and help our communities.
That's so true. what really stands out for me as you're like inspiring me while you're talking, I'm like, you know what? Before, when we were building this, my daughter hadn't been diagnosed yet. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't have a particular cause. Like, I feel like some people are like really motivated or passionate about some cause for some reason very early on in their lives, and they're like all about, and I was never that person. I think maybe like fresh water was something on my that would come up for me, because my dad was into coming up with cool ways to like purify rainwater because he was an inventor, and so that kind of stuck in the back of my mind. But I was never enough to get me to move on a particular topic. And now that my daughter's been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, now I'm like, you know what? I don't necessarily have in my business model currently to be donating because I'm just starting out. But like you said, I can add the link to the diabetes organization that, you know, has all this research, and people can donate to that. And just maybe adding a link is the tiny way that I can possibly help in getting others to donate to them. So that's a good message. And the other thing that you mentioned was volunteering. And that's really cool. I don't want to think about like reaching out to a company who has a give back model that maybe I can volunteer towards their cause. Or even if you don't have a way to donate money as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you can take your staff to volunteer for a day somewhere. And that can be team building and a way to give back. So it's true. There's so many different things. That should be another freebie, a list. You need a PDF list of like cool ways to give back.
Ooh, I like it. All right, I'll call you after this. We'll get working on that. No. And that's why I love working with you, is you bring up so many different ways to really enhance the journeys that we're on through our websites and through what we do on our podcast that I never thought about. And it's that collaboration that I loved working with you. And I love that, you know, I called you for this new project that I have going on. You're like, let's do this. Let's, yes. You know, all right. What are we going to do? It's just so neat.
Also, speaking of freebies and people not knowing like where to shop, because I know I didn't, like, who's going to sit there and kind of figure out like what company has a give back? You actually have a directory that when people subscribe to your email list, they now get access to your give back directory. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Now you have like a one-stop shop place where you can shop by category, and you'll see like the businesses who have give backs. And even if I liked it when I was shopping for birthday gifts and I was like, okay, I want to, align my values with spending habits. I'm like, okay, let me try to do this. And let me go to the directory and try to find a cool gift for my best friend's birthday and also give back. And so it was just, you know, using it in that way was really helpful. And so for the podcast, and then we'll jump to the next thing that's being birthed. What's like, if let's say the magical seed money fairy came, ooh, who you don't even have to pay them back. They just came and she just dropped a magical little pouch of tons of money.
I like where you're going. Okay.
What would you do with a podcast or you and your life in the podcast? Like what? Let's dream big.
You know, the podcast, one of my favorite parts is once I make contact with someone that I want to interview. Usually they're the CEO or the president. And sometimes I can't get directly to them. I'm going through their social media team, you know, through direct messages. But the fulfilling part and the very exciting part is once they agree and say, oh, yes, I would love to tell my story. I would love for more people to hear my journey. Because a lot of these entrepreneurs don't actively show their philanthropic commitments. And, you know, they have great hearts, they have huge hearts, and they're so focused in on making that money for the business so that they can give back, that they're not, I think, not a lot of people are showcasing what they do to give back. So if I had that magic wand and if I was able to not have to worry about money, I would spend so much more time researching and finding those entrepreneurs who are out there, because they're not flashy and, you know, you're not going to see that give back right away for the most part. You do have to do a little bit more research. And so I just don't have that time right now to be able to dedicate into fully vetting and finding those entrepreneurs. And some do come to me and say, you know, hi, interview me, I give back. And when I dig in a little bit deeper, I'm very excited. And then I find out it's not at all what you're doing. So it's very different when I get those calls, and it takes a lot of time away from me. And I don't have that time right now. So if I was to have a team that could run out there and get those interviews for me, I mean, that would be huge, because I want to sit and I want to record. But that back office side mm-hmm. of things is not my gig. I'm not good at it. I have a team, an awesome team. I use Podigy. They're a team up in Canada that does all of my editing, and they're phenomenal. And we don't edit much out at all. And I would love to grow that team so that I can spend time interviewing and researching those entrepreneurs, and less time with, you know, the administrative side of things, which I'm not super great at. You've helped me get there. You've helped streamline a lot of that, but it's just not my forte. I'd rather turn on the mic, press record, and chat. That's what I want to do.
Yes, me too. I definitely feel you on that. We're going to get you that virtual assistant to do all that vetting.
Yes.
To do that first layer of vetting. There's something I was thinking. It's not, I forgot. It totally slipped what I was going to say. All right. So since I can't remember, it'll come back to me. Gold Ivy.
Mm. Yes.
The Gold Ivy. So Christine birthed this podcast. So we went from, like, I can't imagine what the thing would be, like what entrepreneurial endeavor I would even do. Then what is a podcast? To, okay, let's start a podcast. So, like, what am I going to talk about? Okay, now I'm super passionate. I've identified I'm passionate about helping and giving back to all these different organizations. And now we're doing the thing. We're loving doing the thing. But now there's like another layer. There's like, wait, there's a whole other door of like possibility has opened in addition to how much you're loving podcasting. And now there's this new thing, and it's called Gold Ivy. And what is that?
Oh, this is my baby right here. So Gold Ivy is the name of what I'm going to be starting. It is a cause-driven brand. So when talking to all of the wonderful entrepreneurs I've been talking to, every time I'm talking with them, they're so excited, they're giving back, they're doing so many great things. And I'm sitting here like, I need to do more. I could be doing more. Why am I not doing more? I'll struggle with it till the end. But it was that idea of, okay, I would love to be able to start a cause-driven brand. And basically what that means is there's a cause and you are developing a brand, whether that be a clothing brand or jewelry or a service, but you are starting that brand and it's because there's a cause behind it. And the cause that is very near and dear to my heart, which we spoke about earlier, is the advocacy for children, the making sure children are placed in a safe home, a safe environment, a loving environment, and that they're given the resources that they need to succeed and to overcome the hardships that they've been through, and to help them continue to feel confident going forward. Because I honestly don't think that trauma can ever leave someone. I just think that there's ways that we can help cope, and that there's ways that we can just help make it a little better and give them that environment to do better and to be better. So I was thinking, okay, I know that I want to give, if I was a billionaire, oh my gosh, I'd just be, you know, giving money left and right. I'm not. So how do I continue to be successful so that I can continue to give back? And I thought, all right, let's do what is stopping me from doing a cause-driven brand? I have the idea, I have the means, I have the excitement. I know nothing about entrepreneurship, but since March of 2021, I am been talking with entrepreneurs, and I've been reading their books before they come on my podcast, and I'm getting inspired every single day. And I said, all right, it's my turn to continue to give back. It's my turn to find an organization and to find a cause that that will take my money. And that's not hard to do, not hard to find that cause, but it's the one that means something to me. And so I sat down again with Tony, you know, so when we sit in our brainstorming box and we just talk about, all right, what is that? We know the cause and we know why and we know who we want to get back to, but what are we going to sell? What are we going to make to be able to sell? And my favorite thing, all the products in my house are blankets. Cozy, comfy, soft blankets. I get them for my birthday from people. I get them for Christmas presents from people. People know that I love blankets. It's what, 84 degrees out today? And I swear to God, when I was sitting downstairs, I had a blanket on. And it's, I love blankets. It's a security blanket, if you will. You know, it's security, it's warmth, it's comfort. And I thought, okay, why don't I design a blanket? And the amount of times I've gone online to Google or to Amazon or whatever it is, and I type in like most soft blanket, comfiest blanket in the world. And then I'll get it. And I'm so underwhelmed. And I'm like, what? I spent so much money on this and it's not up to par. You wash it once and it's in shreds, or it just comes and it feels like cardboard. And I'm thinking, okay, so it's not like there's this massive need for blankets out there. It's not like people are like, oh God, I desperately need a soft blanket. But people who are like me, who love blankets, it's hard to find one that you like. And so my idea was to work with a design team. So I vetted some design teams. I've been researching design teams for many, many months. And I finally partnered with, well, I shouldn't say partnered. I finally got to work with a design team in New York City. And they've been fantastic. And we're just talking about what is the cause, what is the actual mission here, and how are we going to get there through these blankets? So we are working together to develop a blanket that is truly durable and super soft and comfortable. And I want this blanket to be a staple in everybody's house. And I want them to look at it and know this blanket is giving back. And it's giving back to children who desperately need our love and attention. And it's giving back to the organizations that are going to support that. But then it's also this beautiful, comfortable, durable blanket. So that is the goal. I'm very early on in this journey. So we are in very beginner steps. I do not have a product. I don't even have a prototype that we are able to talk about or discuss. But we are working on a very unique design and some very cool materials and fabrics to make this actually be what it says when I put it out there to the market. So super early on, but I'm going for it. This is happening. And again, when you have the right team working with you, and you know, I've already tapped you for a couple things on this so far. And the name was the toughest thing again, Natalie. And
yes, that one I did experience together with you. We had a session on that. So it is. It's usually hard, I feel, for everybody. Like, yeah, that's usually the norm. So with the blankets, it's interesting. I'm like, well, what's my perspective on blankets? And I'm like, I've never been a blanket collector, but I have realized, like, the idea for me to spend money on a blanket was never like a thing. I'm like, whatever. Like, those are things that somehow they like magically appear in your right house. But there's this one blanket in my house that I did spend money on. And it was like an impulse buy. And I was at TJ Maxx. And for me, spending $40 on a blanket was like ridiculous. Because it was like a throw, like not like a something for my bed. And it was a DKNY fuzzy blanket, mm-hmm, that feels like rabbit fur.
Oh yeah.
And I can't tell you how, because it's heavy too. So, and I've had so many moments where I'm like under that blanket and I'm just like, I am so happy. These are the best $40 I've spent in my life, because this blanket has given me like so much comfort and it's so yummy and it's durable and I've been able to wash it, because I never even know that I can wash like the fuzzy ones, and it's without an issue. I was able to wash it a million times, no problem, super soft, and it's just given back to me like emotionally. Like,
See, so much. It's a connection.
Like, I've literally consciously had like these like spiritual moments with my blanket where I'm like, thank you for being amazing, blanket.
Absolutely.
Like, I am losing my shit right now and you're giving me so much comfort.
Yeah.
Or it's just yummy on a cold evening and watching a movie and cuddled up with my boyfriend or whatever. Like, it's just like something you don't really think or talk about, but it's a thing. It really is. And it's nourishing. Now, have you thought about doing like a weighted blanket? Is that part of the equation?
Not yet. And I love, oh gosh. So clearly I love blankets and I have every type of blanket. So I do have a weighted blanket. And right now my thought process is, because it takes so much to start. It's not a sprint. Everybody says it's a marathon. And I was like, nah, you could do this 1, 2, 3. And then I started in this journey and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much to think about. This is not a fast process. I mean, weeks to get where we are today. And I feel like we haven't made much progress, but it takes a long time. And so what I want to do is I want to get one right. And once I can get that one right, I'll expand on that. So we have so many, I've gotten so many feedback on, you need weighted blankets and you need faux fur blankets and you need to do this and you do that. And I'm super excited for that to be a vision and a goal in the future. But right now I need to scale back and say, if I'm going to do it and I'm going to invest this amount of time and money into it, I really need to make sure I hone in on one thing, mm-hmm. and get that one mm-hmm. thing right.
Absolutely.
So that's getting me very excited, because I know I don't have to worry about, you know, 7 or 8 different types of collections. I'm focused on this one launch and this one type of blanket, different sizes, if you will. But I need that to be first and foremost before I start branching out. So hopefully down the road, we'll see where this goes. But it needs to be successful, and I need to do a good job marketing it, which scares me to no end, which is why I love having you so close and near and dear to my heart, because of how much you've done for me to get me more comfortable and confident with that side of the business. Because if without having met you, I think, like you said, I mean, we clicked, like it just worked. I need to be told what to do. And you were like, you need to do this, get me this. I was like, okay, here it is. I wouldn't have known to got you those or to have given you those things before. But when someone tells me they need something, I zone in and you're going to get it. So I think really focusing in on one product for now and knocking it out of the park is where my mind is at this point.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, and that's probably the best way, because you also don't want to spread yourself too thin with like a million ideas. Like I've heard of, you know, people have a business idea, but they have like 10 products that they want to launch at the same time. And it's like, no, dude, pick one and get that thing right, mm-hmm. and go all in, and then slowly, based on like research, R&D, like see what's the next thing that logically makes sense to roll out. I remembered what I forgot what I wanted to mention earlier, which was when you were talking about all of these philanthropists that they don't really talk about, that they actually do give back in their businesses, but they don't really market it. It reminded me of how Tom's used their give back model as their marketing mm-hmm. tactic, right? Like, that's really how we found out. And they were like one of the pioneers, I feel, when it came to like popularizing the give back models and businesses. It was like, no, their marketing tactic was like, buy one, give one. Mm-hmm. For every pair of shoes, we like give a pair of shoes to a child somewhere. And but that's not the approach for all these businesses. It's not their main way of marketing.
It's
they have it like on the under wraps and stuff. It's just the way it is, you know. So that's what I had wanted to mention earlier. So with Gold Ivy, I'm so excited. I can't wait to have one of these blankets.
Yay!
I have this luxurious blanket that also is, you know, helping someone in need some way, somehow, as all of that gets fleshed out. And it's a process. But what really stands out to me is that you have the passion and the inspiration, but you've also said yes to the universe. Like, not only yes, but it's a hell yeah. Mm. And I feel that when you do that, that's when the doors open and the people show up to help you and the opportunities. But like when you're sitting on the fence and you're like, should I, shouldn't I don't know. And you're kind of like just kind of dipping your toe in things. And that's when you get stuck in like this place of like things are not moving and opportunities are not showing up. But it feels like with a podcast, it was a hell yes. And now with Gold Ivy, it's a hell yes, and it's just gonna continue to unfold. And this is a monster of a project. Like the podcast is like child's play in comparison to starting a luxurious blanket give back model company. I mean, this is manufacturing, this is design, this is logistics, distribution, plus incorporating the give back. Like this is a beast.
Oh yeah. And it's a lot. But on the flip side, it's I'm not the first person to go down this road. Right. And I'm not the first person to go down this road having no experience on this road before. And a lot of the entrepreneurs I talk to, I would ask them, you know, who was your mentor? And who did you go to ask questions and advice? And 95% of the people that I've interviewed were like, well, my mentor was, you know, a parent or a really good friend of mine or an aunt and an uncle, but they had no experience in it. They were just there to lend support and there to say, listen, go for it. You got this. And the amount of people who have said, entrepreneurs who I've interviewed, who have said they've been winging it and they're just going with the flow. And that actually inspires me, those phrases, because that's how I work and that's how I am. I'm just going to try it, trial and error, which isn't always the best way to go. And I'm not saying that's the right way even to go, but that's the way that I go. And it's the way that's worked out for me thus far. And I'm going to continue on with it. And it's really, like you said, it's a beast of logistics, especially with everything COVID, with so many places shutting down and backups on or back orders, and it's going to be a lot, and we're going to run into a lot, but hey, so is everyone else, and they're going to figure it out, and we're going to figure it out. As long as I am transparent with my customers, as long as I am not trying to fulfill on a need that I can't back up, that's when I know I'm going to break down. So as long as I can keep open communication and make sure I am being realistic with what I want to provide, then I know it's going to be successful, and I'm excited for that. And I can't wait for that, those roadblocks to present themselves, because I'm going to tackle them head on. And I know that I'm going to have a good team around me to help me with that. So it's going to be a journey, but it's going to be exciting.
Definitely. And that's a big difference. It's not like you're doing it and you're like, oh, I'll figure it out by myself. Right. No, like, you know that the way to do this is by asking for help and mm-hmm. having a team. And just saying, like, I'm going to do this, and whether I fail or not, like, this right. is happening regardless, like, period.
Oh, you know,
we're going to learn, or yep. we're going to, like, blow this out of the park and, you know, bank or and help people. And this is, you know, so, yeah, it's just what's really standing out throughout the whole interview is your state of mind, like, your mindset in the process. It's like, this is where I'm going. I don't care what presents itself. The answer to the universe is, hell yeah, this is what I'm doing. Figure it out, universe, because this is what it is. Like, it's very oh, much yeah. like that energy. And that says a lot. And it's great for people to see that, because it's going to happen. I know that in a year or two from now, we're going to do this again and be like, all right, tell me about Gold Ivy.
And oh, I can't wait.
And now these celebrities are like rocking Gold Ivy blankets.
Heck yeah.
Have it in their house. And we're helping, you know, these organizations. And
we've been able to donate X amount of money, you know.
Exactly. Oh,
I can't wait. Yes.
That is going to be amazing. So also to keep things real, let's talk about now the next like part or unfolding with the podcast.
Yeah, it's tough. So my goal with the podcast was to do an episode once a week. So do an episode, I would have it edited, and then I would launch it the following week. And I was jamming there and I was doing great. And I have a day job. I have a very demanding day job. And that comes first. And it has to, because it is the lifeblood of, you know, my family's income. And I have a commitment to them, and I have a commitment to my clients and to my role. And that comes first. And unfortunately, I've had to cancel two podcast interviews recently that, you know, I talked to you about that. And it's gutting because I'm so excited to do this. And I really do think this podcast is helping to open that conversation of giving back and the issues in our community. I mean, it's really all about those causes. And then how are we trying to help solve those issues, or how are we trying to make it just a little bit better? And so I've had to cancel those two podcasts, and right now it's on a little bit of a break, and it needs to be. But what I'm very excited about and confident about is the content that I have out there already, what I've built, and how I just dove and went full speed ahead to get that content out there. So I even talked to my parents, and they're like, we still have to catch up on a couple episodes. And, you know, I talked to people who are like, oh, I have more to listen to. So there's enough out there that I feel confident that I'm not just leaving the listeners, with that feeling of I need more. I think that there's enough out there right now. There's enough to digest while I can work on and while I kind of rearrange how I'm going to schedule those podcasts. So, gosh, if I could do this, you know, all the time, but you know, I'm not making money off the podcast. You know, it's not, I don't have sponsors. I don't have, I'm not stopping the podcast to have a commercial. So, it's something that I'm doing because it offers me a lot of therapy. It excites me. It's a new thing that I wanted to tackle that I knew nothing about, and I learned so much because of it. So I'm very thankful, but I'm also very confident that I can take a step back. And I don't think it's burnout. You know, we talked about podcast mm-hmm. burnout. And you had a great podcast about it. I don't think it's that. I just think at this point I have these priorities that are priorities for my family, and I need to stick to those. And when an entrepreneur is to present itself, I'm going to make it work, but I need to make sure I'm being more selective in who I'm chatting with and talking to. And so far I've done a great job of that. And I think I can continue to keep that high level of entrepreneurial spirit in my podcast. I just need to make sure I'm doing it the right way with the right people.
How many episodes do you have now?
18.
Wow.
18. I know. It is. Oh, it's so cool. It is. And I love that I met you when I was super frazzled and so clueless in the beginning.
And now you're 18 episodes in, and it's people are binging and trying to catch up and sending you texts, and the thing has been born, and now it's, and now something else even bigger is being born. That's so amazing. I'm really happy for you. This is just, I knew we would be here at this point. And I said, when we were building your project, I was like, when this launches and you've got everything rolling, I'm like, we're going to do an interview and talk about this whole experience. Because even for people who just want to start a podcast, you know, and it's about the journey. Like, this is, I love just sharing the story and the behind the scenes of like what it takes to make these decisions, and that we all start somewhere, you know, and it just starts with an idea. This wasn't even like your, it was like your husband being like, hey, yeah. Check this out. And you're right? Like, I don't know.
Podcast.
I'm not. What's a podcast? And I don't feel like it. And finally, it's like, you know, you just did the thing and listened to it. And then you're like, oh my God.
So I thought that as long as I could before I realized I need to give in. I need to. And I'm so glad I did. So glad.
I'm kind of going through that now with my Etsy store and launching the Cutie Crew brand. That it wasn't mine. Like, I did the thing a couple years ago and I dipped my toe in it. And I was like, right, but I had the day job and it was like impossible to do both things. And those designs were just sitting there. And it was Daryl that was like, those things are sitting there and they're adorable. Like, you need to get them out. And I've been watching all of these reels on Instagram about all these people doing print on demand, and you can incorporate and sync up Printful with Etsy and have all these products, and you have a much bigger profit margin than using Society 6 and different things. And I was like, I don't know. And always, every day, I just saw another reel about people doing this and doing that.
And I was really also fighting it. And finally, I put it together and I buckled down and I launched it. And I was like, oh.
And I'm so glad this you is did.
Great. It's,
you are so talented and creative. And your stuff makes me laugh. And it's whimsical and it's fun and it's beautiful. But it also reflects a lot of you and your personality and how much you've been through. And how it's not like you're trying to make light of it, but it's just something that makes you happy. And I love seeing that. And I love that it's been an outlet for you. It's a hobby. And it's a hobby that you're very, very good at. And I really am excited to see you turn that into, because it's, I'm sure it's already catching a lot of traction, but it's exciting to see that, you know, someone who I consider you a very close friend now, to go on that journey. And we're going to have roadblocks that completely stop us in the tracks. And some might be business and some might be personal and family related that we're like, what is going on in our universe? How am I ever going to come out of this? When will I ever come out of this? But then it becomes something that you just tackle and you just take day by day. And then, you know, you release your cutie crew and it's like, yes, she's back. And you're doing so well in managing everything that you have to manage at home. And I'm just very proud of you and excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Well, this has been great. I love chatting with you always on and offline. You have become a dear friend. I'm so grateful to have you in my life and to be a part of this amazing journey. And thank you all for listening. Where can they find you?
Ooh, so pretty much on any listening avenue of your choice, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google. The podcast is called The Give Back Model, and it's 18 episodes in right now. I hope to provide more soon, but thegivebackmodel.com, designed and created by Natalie. And thank you, everyone, for your support. And Natalie, thank you so much for everything. You are truly an incredible human being. I'm so lucky to know you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Likewise, this is just beginning. This is the beginning. I can just feel there's so much more coming. But y'all follow her. Go to the Give Back Model on Instagram. Follow her on IG. Sign up for her email list so you can have access to the Give Back directory and you can shop. What is it? Align your shopping with. I can't remember that.
Align your values with your spending habits.
Yes, align your values with your spending habits. Get access to this list by subscribing to her email list. Go subscribe to her podcast wherever you listen. Make sure to leave a review you listen, because that's what helps us all, is leaving these reviews and helps us move up in the charts. If there's any podcast episode of hers that touches your soul, make sure you hit that share button and text it to that friend that you know will benefit. And also give back in however way you can. You know, and if you want to start something, reach out to somebody that can help you. You just need to say a big hell yeah to the universe, and then the universe will provide. And with that, we are out. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening. As you know, this content is free, but it isn't free to produce. To support the podcast, you can purchase a Pachanga and Possibility t-shirt at cutiecrewbrand.com. A portion of the proceeds go towards finding a cure for type 1 diabetes. If you love this episode, share it with a friend. Use the share feature to text it over to them right now. Also, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And last but not least, it'd be extra cool if you can rate the show and leave a written review wherever you listen. Thanks again for being here. I know how valuable your time is.